All right, welcome back to Good Morning New Hampshire, New Hampshire's number one news talk network. Jack Heath, J-Dog on the boards. Good morning, Manchester, Concord, WTPL. Good morning, Lakes Region, WEMJ. Good morning, Dover, Portland, Maine, WTSN. Good morning, Wolfboro, WASR, AM and FM. Good morning, Conway, Osby Valley, and of course, the Pulse of NH, nationally and globally. Download the app. Jennifer Wakefield with AAA offices across northern New England, 18 of them, by the way. Jennifer, great partner and part of our show, and I love talking travel because it's upbeat, it's positive, it's something to feel good about as we get into this warmer and better weather. Spring's around the corner, and people are wanting to get out and make travel plans. Jennifer, thanks for being back with us on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thanks for having me, Jack. How are you today?
Good. I understand that before we went on that you are seeing a definite increase. People are looking to make and book those plans now because they put them off for a year.
Yes, people are. We're seeing a dramatic surge in bookings just in the past couple weeks. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we're looking straight at it.
Well, tell us you have great partners as well, but what are you finding? Is it just across the board? I know we focused on some of the smaller type, you know, guided tours like of the national parks, but what are you finding, and what are you noticing?
Something we're seeing a lot more of this year, and I'll touch a little bit more on this next week, but people are booking a lot of bucket list trips. So there's been a lot of pent-up demand, and all of a sudden now people haven't been able to travel for the last year, sometimes two, in this particular case, and they've decided they're doing travel and they're doing it right. So they're going to kind of off the beaten path destinations, or they're doing much longer duration trips. We've seen a lot of world cruises. We've seen a lot of African safaris, trips to Antarctica, Galapagos, you name it. People are looking for it.
Well, and again, I think I understand why you and I were talking off air a little bit, Jennifer, with AAA of Northern New England. But I think people, they're looking forward. They've had enough. They want something to kind of look out there, something to aim at, something in the calendar, something to feel good about. Tell us about some of your people you partner with.
Well, we partner with a lot of preferred vendors across the board. Today, I have Holly Hauser here. She's the strategic account manager for the Travel Corporation's Velvet Collection. It includes Insight Vacations and Luxury Gold, which are escorted cruises, and Uniworld, as well as You by Uniworld, which are river cruises, and the Red Carnation Hotel Collection. So she's here to kind of touch base on the great things that are going on with these vendors that we work with.
Hey, Holly, tell us about it.
Hello. Thanks for having me. So we are a premium and luxury tour operator with our guided vacations and our boutique river cruises and then our hotels. And so we are focusing more on extraordinary, small, focused travel. And so we have some of the guided vacations we've got are a maximum of 24. And then the boutique river cruises, we have most of them are under 120 passengers on board. So it's a really great small group kind of focus.
And you, this is the kind of thing, the smaller groups. I think I'm not saying that we're going to, I mean, we were talking yesterday on the show with J-Dog about sporting events and concerts and entertainment events. I think for a while, even as the virus threat drops and we're seeing that drop and people are moving on, you know, the bigger numbers, you know, you might see a football game in the fall or, you know, a game in the summer instead of 80 or 90,000. It might be half the crowd there. It might be 30 or 40,000 to start. And then, you know, we're going to get into this year, next year. But with travel, I'm wondering sometimes if the smaller numbers may appeal as well on some of these customized trips and tours. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got some of the ocean liners, which are amazing experiences, but you've got upwards towards 5,000 passengers on some of those. So initially, you know, we've seen a huge uptick in interest for our, you know, like I said, maxing out at about 120 passengers on some of our river cruises. And besides that, they get to see some of these great little off-the-beaten-path towns that they wouldn't normally see on some of the big ocean liners. So it's just a little bit of a different focus. And we also have some great generations cruises that are specific to extended families. So what a great memory maker, you know, here in the next couple of years for the time we've lost out on to really kind of make up for that.
And Jennifer, are you the customization I keep coming back to, as well as the sales or the agent expertise, your senior expertise, I think that's a big difference that we're trying to educate our audience that more and more of these services and that human touch are available.
Absolutely. And again, I've said it before, but a lot of people really translate AAA to roadside assistance, and we're so much more than that. And one of the biggest benefits of being a AAA member is having access to our experienced travel advisors throughout Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. They're all tenured. They have extensive knowledge about the world and about all of the places to discover and how to do it, and they are there to hold your hand from start to finish to make everything a smooth, seamless transaction.
And Holly, tell us about how you got into travel-related stuff, how many years you've been doing it, why you like it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I started about 30 years ago drawing trip picks for AAA and worked my way into the travel agency. So AAA is near and dear to my heart. And they, you know, at the base of all they do, they have got the members' well-being and service, you know, at the forefront of everything that they do. So they have been a pure joy to work with, and their travel agents are and travel advisors are second to none in the industry. They are fantastic. So that's, you know, I've come full circle, and working with Jeff Field has been, you know, one of the highlights of my career.
And, you know, thank you, Holly. And Jennifer, before we let you go, AAA offices and services across 18 offices in northern New England, our listening region, really the heart of it, right up to Portland. Jennifer, walk us through a little bit. If someone hasn't visited a AAA office or been online, you mentioned the roadside services. There's so much more. What's the best way, and what are some of the price points? And what just walk us through how someone can take advantage of your great travel partners and services and some of these, like the river cruise and all the different customization of trips. What's the best way? Is it the web? Is there a phone number? How someone can kind of take advantage of more than just roadside assistance, which I'm, by the way, a member of in my family, because I think it's a great thing to have.
It absolutely is. The best way to speak to one of our experienced travel advisors, or to speak to anybody at AAA for that matter, is to call the local number, which will connect you to your nearest AAA branch when called from Maine, New Hampshire, or Vermont. The number is 866-883-4985. And again, that will, no matter where that's dialed from, will connect you to the closest AAA branch.
All right, great stuff. Jennifer and Holly, thank you very much. Travel often, travel well, travel safely. AAA, Northern New England, thank you both, Jennifer and Holly. We'll catch you soon on Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
All right.